Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board, meeting in open session. The time is 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time. It's July 29th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica Board. I would like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edang, to please call the roll.
I will do that. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. There we go. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. I presume Jose Gutierrez is continually excused. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Jillie Hewitt. Okay, we'll try that.
I believe she asked for an excused absence.
She did. She did.
Got it.
So we'll deal with that in the next item when we come to excused absences.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
I believe he asked for an excused absence as well.
Got it. Thank you. Jim Osborne. I thought I saw him earlier.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback. Ron, are you muted? We'll try that again later. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rolline.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Presente.
Bueno.
Gunson.
Yeah.
Good. Tom Voorhees asked to be excused. So back to Ron Pinchback. Anybody know what's happening with Ron? Is he on the call or not?
I don't see him.
Okay, we're going to have to consider him a not present. And Alex, you are present. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Good. Anita Sims. Is Anita on the call?
Anita requested excused absence.
Thank you. Got it. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Got it. I presume Arthur is not here for the open session. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. I believe I'm here. So, Ron Pinchback is unaccounted for. We have Jillie Hewitt, Thomas O'Rourke, and Tom Voorhees, and Anita Sims.
We don't have to deal with excused absences until later.
Okay.
So would you, right now that they're simply not here.
Okay.
The next item is the, we have a quorum, so the meeting is officially convened. Is anybody prepared with a report out from the closed session of July 15th?
I do have that here.
Would you like to read it?
The Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss confidential items of a legal and time-sensitive nature.
Okay, that's the report out. Okay, now we finally get to excuse absence, and I do recall, by the way, that Ron Pinchbeck told me he would not be able to make the meeting tonight in all likelihood. So I think he wants to be excused. We also heard from Julie Hewitt. We heard from Tom Voorhees. And was there was one other person, I think?
Thomas O'Rourke.
Okay, can we have a motion to excuse those four people?
Did that four, I'm sorry, I was talking to Ron. Did that four include Ron Pinchbeck?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I make the motion. Jim.
Okay, are there anybody want to second that motion?
Vanessa second.
Turner.
Okay, I heard Vanessa first. Are there any objections? Okay, so those people are excused. The next item is, excuse me, timekeepers. Who wants to volunteer to be the timekeeper for people for this meeting?
James, I'll do it.
Thank you, James. Helena, you get up.
Oh, sorry.
Does anybody want to volunteer to be the... Anybody
okay, wanna... I'll do the items.
The items? Okay. Thank you. Announcements. I don't actually have any announcements. So let's move on to agenda approval. Let me read the draft agenda. Approve minutes of the open session from July 15th. That's a 3-minute item, followed by a report from the IED. That's a 10-minute item, followed by a report from the ICFO and in conjunction with a report from the audit committee. I'm not sure that's happening. I don't think it is, but that's on the agenda. Committee, then we have 20-minute item for various committee reports. I know somebody wants to make an amendment on that, but that's on the agenda at the moment. Then we have a 5-minute item for unfinished business and a 10-minute item, for under new business, for a motion about candidates forums, and then we adjourn. So that's the draft of the, agenda for tonight. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved, Chris.
Chair.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Lauren seconds.
Chair. Does anybody want to, amend or otherwise add or subtract from the draft agenda?
Yes.
Yep. Chair, my hand's up.
Oh, hands. Okay. Who is that?
This is Ali.
Ali, yes.
Yes. Hi. I submitted two motions yesterday. I didn't intend for
them. Yeah, they're in closed session.
Yes. However, I'd like to move motion number one to open session because it's merely an acclamation. It's nothing to be discussed. It's similar to the motions we made earlier this year supporting Mumia and against Asian hate. It's just simply a motion for the National Board to acclaim that they stand in solidarity with workers, staff, and volunteers at KPL.
I don't agree. There are contextual issues here that make this very different.
my hand is up.
It's a very simple up or down vote. It's
not even... Well, I'm ruling that that's out of order in an open session.
I challenge the chair's ruling on that.
Okay.
I second that.
We can debate that. Who would like to,
Jim would like to be heard before we start debating that motion.
Chair, Lawrence, our point of order, Chair.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
I believe what's in order right now is, a conversation in regards to the challenge of the chair. I believe that's exactly precedent.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to be debating. I'll take one person for and one against, and then we'll go to a vote.
No, I have to be recognized, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, then you can speak for it.
I asked to be recognized before you indicated what your ruling was.
I'm sorry.
Listen, if I have to call it a point of order like another member does in order to get your attention,
Mr. Osborne,
I'm going to call it a point of order.
Mr. Osborne, we are debating a point of order. You can't introduce another point of order while we're debating a point of order.
You're not debating the point of order. Mr. Chairman, but Ali's motion is not a point of order. It's a motion.
Mr. Osborne, please sit
down. All right, go ahead.
Who would like to speak in favor of, in favor of the challenge to the chair? And I can speak it for myself after that. Ali, do you want to speak on this?
Thank you.
Sure. Do you want to speak your point first? You want me to go first?
Mr. Chair, on a point of order, the chair speaks first and last, and anybody else that wants to speak one time between that.
Okay. Well, I think I've already said something, so I don't mind letting Ali speak at this point, and then I'll speak again.
You will be the end. Okay.
Go ahead.
Simply stated, the Pacifica Foundation prides itself on its long history of supporting and upholding the rights of workers, labor, and unions. I'm merely asking for this board to make the acclamation that the Pacifica National Board stands in solidarity with the workers, staff, and volunteers at KPFK. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's a very simple acclamation, just saying that the board stands with workers, staff, and volunteers. I don't see anything confidential or sensitive or that can be interpreted in any other way than a simple acclamation.
Okay, in response, I will say that your motion is brought up in the context of negotiations with the union contract at KPFK, and that's there are some very deep divisions about that union contract that should be discussed in closed session, and although this motion itself seems harmless enough, a discussion of it will necessarily if it's going to be a meaningful discussion, will necessarily begin to touch on the issues involving that contract. So that's why I'm ruling that this discussion belongs in the closed session.
Can I respond quickly?
Okay, you may.
So I agree with what you're saying about my second motion. That's why I haven't brought it up. This first motion is a simple acclamation, not going into anything to do with any negotiations or bargaining that might be going on. It's just a simple request for this board to make that acclamation. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, I stand by my ruling. Let's just go to a vote on it. If you vote yes, you are voting to uphold the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you are voting to overrule the ruling of the chair. Is everybody clear about that? Marion,
okay. So no is a vote to move this item to the open meeting then?
Correct.
Okay. Chris Corey.
In favor of the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Vanessa Briggs.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me while I fight with my machine here. That was a yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
A no. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Abstain. Yeah.
Okay. Wally James.
No.
That's a no. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? Okay, we'll come back to Dwayne. Ali? Alexa?
No.
Votes no. Jim Osborne?
No.
Votes no. Ron is gone. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline? Sandra Rawline?
I vote no.
Votes no. Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton?
No.
Votes no. Andrea Turner?
No.
Votes no. Beth Van Gunten?
No.
Votes no. Let's go back to, let's see, we had, it was Dwayne Lark that we didn't hear from. Dwayne Lark. Are you present, Dwayne?
Dwayne votes no.
Votes no. Okay, I think that's everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. And 1 abstention. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Well, I vote yes, of course, but obviously the no vote is winning.
That does appear to be the case.
It's not a tie?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Nine close.
Okay. Okay.
What's the final vote?
The final vote is 7 in favor of retaining the item in closed session and 9 in favor, I gather, of moving it to the open session.
Okay, so that item will be discussed in the open session. Ali, where do you want to put it in the open session?
I leave that up to the chair and the secretary. I would assume at the beginning of the meeting, since it should be a simple up and down vote, I don't think it needs a lot of discussion.
Yeah, if I could be recognized for an amendment.
Hold on. You want to put it right after the approval of minutes?
Yes.
Ali?
Somebody.
You want to put it under approval of minutes? Give that item.
Sorry. When you changed the screen, I couldn't find myself to unmute. Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. I accept that, Chair.
5 minutes approval of minutes. Okay. Is there any?
I have an amendment, Chair.
Anybody else have any? Yes.
I'd like to amend that include all stations that are represented by unions.
I don't understand the amendment.
The amendment is KPFK specific, and I'd like to broaden it to include KPFA, WPFW, and all those stations that have union representation.
You can do that when we get to that item on the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
We're just discussing the agenda right now. Okay, are there any other?
Yes.
Are there any other amendments or anything for the agenda?
Yes.
Yes, Chris.
I move that we move all the committee reports to the next regular meeting, including the ICFO report, since Lydia isn't present, and I don't believe that Eileen is either. I mean, Anita, sorry.
Anita, right? Not Lydia.
Yeah, thank you.
That sounds reasonable to me. Can we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Any objections?
Yes, Chair, I object because Eileen is on the call and prepared to give all the committee report.
Who is on the call?
Eileen Rosen, the other committee chair.
Eileen is on the call and prepared to give, okay, well then, why don't we, do you want to amend that, Chris, to say all committee reports except the audit committee?
Yeah, I'll accept that as a friendly amendment. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right, so we'll leave the item for the audit committee report. We'll drop the other committee reports.
Hey, this is James.
James?
I recognize. Yeah, I'd like to add the finance committee to that exception along with the audit committee. We have some important developments.
Okay.
I'll accept that as a friendly amendment as well, if I'm allowed. That would be two amendments, though. So that's it.
We have to have, okay. Do we have a second for that amendment?
Second.
Are there any objections to that amendment? Okay. So that amendment passes now. We have to go back to the First Amendment, which is to add the Audit Committee report. And now that's amended by adding the Finance Committee report. Do we have any objections to adding the Audit Committee report? Okay, hearing none, then that's the amended agenda at this point. Are there any other items that anybody wants to introduce or change in the agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Jim.
Jim?
I served a motion at the same time yesterday as Ali served his. I sent it to you and Paulina. I don't see it on the agenda for this evening, and I'd like to move that my motion be put into the open session tonight.
I'm not familiar with your motion, actually. When did you send it?
You at the same time yesterday that Ali was sending his motions to you. I don't know if I bootstrapped on the end of his or created my own, but it was exactly, you know, the same time or a minute or two later. You want to look in your email?
Okay. It doesn't ring a bell. I don't know.
Well, it's a new policy and guideline, and I served it today on all the other board members when I didn't see it on the agenda.
Okay.
Would you like me to resend it to you?
Well, let me see if I can find it. Hold on.
Jim, could I ask you to send that to me as well so that I have it for the record?
Sure, I can. I don't think I have your direct email, Marianne.
Very easy. F as in Frank, H as in Henry, at Whidbey, which is spelled WHIDBEY.com.
I don't actually see anything from you, Jim.
Chair, may I be recognized, Lawrence?
Yes, Lawrence.
So from what I understand, we established a policy that motions need to be noticed 48 hours in advance. I'm not in opposition to Mr. Osborne's motion, but I think, that it risks us taking the, setting the precedent of,
Actually, the policy, that didn't pass. The what passed was 24 hours in advance.
Oh, okay. All right, so I guess it's in order.
Yeah. Do you want to send it again, Jim?
Yes, I'll send it right now.
Okay.
I'm not going to put a subject line on it, but I just sent it right now so you get it faster. And Marianne, it should be in yours as well.
Not yet.
This is Lyndon. Can I be recognized, please? Can I be recognized, please?
Hold on. Oh, go ahead, Lyndon.
This is about, okay. I received it at 7:37. It said RE, resending open and closed agendas for today, 7:29 PNB meeting. Open and closed, both in all capital letters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
RE, colon, rescinding open and closed agendas.
So in other words, Marianne, it's in two places now. It's directly to you, and it was also CC'd tonight.
I'm looking at that, and all that message that I get says agenda question not attached.
Okay, well,
that's all I'm seeing.
I see.
Mary Ann, I'm sorry, Alex. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the sent box directly to you. There's no bounce back, and it says it was received 1 minute.
No, okay, it just came in.
You pick it
now.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.
Thank you.
Did off a subject line that had nothing to do with this, so naturally it got lost. Where do you want the motion on the agenda? I guess it's going to have to be under new business.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll add it under new business then. Do we have a second for adding that motion to the agenda under new business?
I'll second it.
Okay. Are there any objections to adding it under new business? Okay. Well, then that's added. If there's nothing else, can I have a motion? Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay. Hearing none, the agenda as amended is approved. And let's go on to the first item is the minutes for the July 15th open session. Are those minutes available?
They should be. I sent them to Paulina the day after.
Okay. Did Paulina forward them to the board?
She asked me to resend them earlier this afternoon.
I don't know. Did anybody get those minutes? I don't think I got them. I don't think we can act on those minutes at this meeting because nobody has seen them.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I did not receive the minutes, but it was my understanding that Paulina had created a Dropbox for all of the minutes from all of the meetings.
That's correct.
Okay, so as long as everybody has access to that Dropbox, then we can review and approve those minutes. And minutes can be amended.
Well, I'm not
at any time.
Clear that those minutes were added to the Dropbox first. That Paulina's not here, I can't ask her.
Okay, all right, thank you.
There's no big deal if we approve those minutes next week. They can wait a week. Okay. Okay. The next item is a report from our interim executive director, Lydia Brazil. Lydia?
Can you give me a time, Chair, please?
10 minutes.
Thank you.
Wait, point of order.
Chair?
Point of order.
Who's with the point of order? What's the point of order?
John Rhodes from WBAI in New York. Didn't we just amend the agenda to say that we were going to the regarding report for the after the minutes?
You are absolutely correct. I didn't update my copy of the agenda, so I forgot about that. Mr. Sean Rhodes is, as usual, correct on procedural issues like this. Okay, so Ali, you want to make your motion?
Sure. I just pasted in a slight adjustment to the motion in the chat where I've added the other Pacifica stations to my motion, inspired by the comments of Laura. So I'm merely coming to the board as Pacifica is a... Pacifica is a foundation that has always stood for workers, union, labor, the rights of the underserved. And I would like for this board to make the acclamation that the Pacifica National Board stands in solidarity with the workers, staff, and volunteers at KPFK, KPFA, KPFT, WAI, and WPFW. That's really all it is. I can read the full motion if you want. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation prides itself on its long history of supporting and upholding the rights of workers, labor, and unions, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board stands in solidarity with the workers, staff, and volunteers at KPFK, KPFA, KPFT, WAI, WBAI, and WPFW.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Okay, I have my hand up for an amendment.
Okay, I'm just beginning to look at that stuff. I see Lawrence has his hand up, and Vanessa has her hand up, and I heard Dwayne. So I'll take the hands first, and then the voice people. So okay, I don't know.
So
Jim has his hand up now also. Okay, so Lawrence, I don't know which one of you was first, but go ahead.
Thank you for the modification of the motion, Ali. As a longtime rank and file union member and a member chair of my bargaining team, of course I would support a motion to support unionized labor in Pacifica. But in addition to that, I just want to add I just want to highlight that there's a lot of staff that labor without being paid. And I want to recognize, I think I would appreciate if you would consider an amendment to your expanded motion that not just volunteers, because volunteers are in the nature of many things, but unpaid labor, unpaid staff, and paid staff be added to the amended motion, Chair. So that's my amendment. This way we could cover.
You're offering an amendment to Ali's motion. So does anybody want to second that amendment?
Vanessa seconds.
Okay. So the,
water when you're ready, Mr. Chairman.
The current stack falls to the floor. We now are discussing the amendment. Let's see if there's any objections to the amendment first. Are there any objections to this amendment?
I object.
Okay. Then we need a new stack on debating this amendment. I'm sorry, but I have to, you know, the stack that was out there before is no longer valid. Who would like to speak on this amendment?
I can speak against it.
I can speak for it, Chair.
Okay, Lawrence and Ali.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay. Thank you. So we are a foundation that was initially founded on volunteer or unpaid labor or volunteers. We were a listener-driven organization, and we still are. Right now, we have a lot of staff that are unpaid and labor in the studios, producing shows and also being engaged in fund drives. So I think it's a reasonable request to include paid staff, but also unpaid staff. I don't see why anybody would want to object to that. I think it's a reasonable request.
Okay.
And it falls in line with our mission and our historical precedent. Thank you.
Okay, Ali?
Yes, while I agree with the intention of this amendment, I believe that it's fully covered because it says workers, staff, and volunteers. So unpaid staff could fall under either staff or volunteers. I don't want to dilute and complicate this motion. It's already become longer than I wanted. I just want to simply make a statement that Pacifica stands with workers, staff, and volunteers. I don't think it's necessary to continue to break down and subdivide category by category by category. Unpaid staff or unpaid workers is implied under volunteers.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, you wanted to speak on this?
Yeah, in California, there's a legal designation and difference between the two. and they have different legal standing and prerogatives and privileges. So I favor unpaid staff. Volunteers are considered folks that come in to do a mailing, lick envelopes, etc. Unpaid staff are completely different and have set responsibilities that are regular and are carried out as paid staff is carried out.
Let me just add as a point of information there, it's not just in California. I know that there was an effort years ago at WBAI to form a union of the unpaid staff, and that went to some kind of litigation, and the NLRB ruled that unpaid staff are not eligible to form a union. So there is that kind of a legal distinction. If we're finished on that debate, can we
Linden
go to
for the sack? Linden for the sack.
Linden? Okay.
Yes. Yes, okay. I think this is just an attempt to water down Ali's original motion, and so in that regard, I oppose it.
I think it would be better if you spoke to the issue instead of trying to attribute some motivation to the person who made the amendment.
Chair, I'd like a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
I'm sorry. I know I live in a state that supports workers. I don't know where anybody else lives in regards to is the right to work state or whatever. I'm a union member for over 20 years, and I'm not trying to water down anything that has to do with unions. So would appreciate my colleague, Mr. Foley from Texas, that is a right to work state, really apologize for that statement.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Chair, if I may. Chair, point of
We have a point of privilege here, and Mr. Lark wants to be on the stack. Okay, what's the point of privilege?
So in the interest of moving this along, if we added paid and unpaid staff to the list of worker classes here, would that be enough so that we could move this along? Is that acceptable? It was Chris Corey's suggestion in the chat, just adding it to paid and unpaid staff instead of just staff. I just want to move this along.
Okay, we can...
If that's an amendment, I would second it.
We can amend that, and we have a second on that. Are there any objections to that amendment? Okay, so this is an amendment to an amendment. That passes, and we have to vote on the amendment itself.
I believe that Dwayne has been asking for the stack for watcher.
Okay, Dwayne, do you want to speak to the amendment?
Well, thank you, Lawrence, and thank you for acknowledging me, Chair. I think all of these accusations and insinuations thrown out about intent, I do live in Texas. And it is a damnable state for worker rights by anybody's stretch of imagination. It's so bad that the corporations actually write the laws against worker rights and against being able to form unions. It's so bad. And as a longstanding union member and union official, I can support this matter. And also having served on both sides of such matters as a worker, union representative and management, I think I do bring a balance. So just because I support this matter doesn't mean I will support every and anything a union will propose, for the record.
Okay.
Chair, did you see my comment?
Sometimes I look at the chat and sometimes I can't follow it.
Okay.
I added his amendment, and if it's acceptable, I'd like to call the question.
Okay. Are there any objections to calling the question? All right, now we have
for the
to
record, I'm fine with the amendment. Thank you.
Okay, so there's no objections to the amendment. Okay, then we have to now vote on the main motion. Are there any objections to the main motion? Okay, the main motion passes by acclamation. Let's go on to the next item.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Board.
As amended, okay. Right, Chair? It passes as amended.
As amended, yeah. And now we get to the IED report. Lydia?
Yes. Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So first of all, I would like to announce to everyone, to all of our listening audience, that we have filled the position at KPFT of general manager with by hiring Dr. Robert Franklin, and he has served as a general manager at other stations, and he will be starting mid-August, August 15th, and he has a superb resume and experience, and we will be sending something out to all of the listeners that details it more, as we did for the GM hired at KPFK. And so that is a very welcome addition to the network. And it comes at a time when the station will be relocating. And so it's a lot of changes, but we're accustomed to changes, good changes. And so that's the story on that. Let me see. Other than that, we're plugging along. Some of the fund drives that usually do better are anemic right now, and some of those stations that are in fund drive right now and in August. We also know that this time is usually less, but it's a little bit more than the usual less that we've experienced in the past. So we want to encourage everybody to donate to their respective stations, especially if they are in fund drive. I think that's about it for now.
Okay. We have a few minutes for questions. Does anybody want to be on the stack? Yes? No? Okay. Then we'll go on to the next item. Report from the audit committee. And the finance committee. Is Eileen on the call?
Mr. Chair, I
am here.
Oh, you are?
Okay, I need to identify the person who has an area code 832. Would that be you, Eileen?
Nope.
Okay, I need to identify that person, Mr. Chair. 832-66.
Who's on the phone with the last four digits are 9765?
Correct.
That's Wally.
Okay, Wally.
And also, Vanessa has her hand up.
Vanessa, did you want to say something?
No, that was for the, no, not anymore. And my battery is dying. So if somebody could put my hand down, I can't see the screen right now.
Okay, I will do that for you. Thank you.
Thank you. And you too. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Eileen, so we are, you gave us a kind of preliminary report last time, but since then you had a chance to, discuss with the auditor, and I think you're clear.
Actually, I was convened to this meeting about 3 minutes, before it started, so I didn't really have time to prepare anything. I need to forward the audit to the PNB with our recommendation, which is the audit committee accepted the audit. Can somebody stop? Somebody's eating something or rustling. Papers.
Cheetos. Whoever is chewing Cheetos, please stop.
Or share them at least. So we need to forward the audit to you guys with Wally, it's your phone. Thank you. Forward the audit to you with our recommendation to accept it, because we've accepted it. I've sent it off to be posted on the website. I don't think it's there yet. So that will come up. I had recommended to you all that you listen to the audit committee meeting that we had last week. I don't know if most of you did. I was hoping you would so that I wouldn't have to get into a lot of details afterwards, which, as I said, I'm not really prepared to do right now. We don't have the finalized management letter yet for 2020. We should have that pretty soon, I think. That's really all I have to say tonight. You know, we did get a good explanation from the auditor, so you might want to go back and listen to that presentation of the audit if you're actually interested. But as I think you all know, because I think I informed you of it before, sorry, too many meetings, that the auditors did some work on looking at those liabilities for the pension funds and were able to modify the number from something like, I don't know, almost like $147,000 down to $8,000. So that was a good thing. And because they felt satisfied with the information that they got from the third party administrator and from the HR people at NETA, Jorge Diaz was felt comfortable enough to lift the disclaimer. So now, you know, no matter how our numbers look, we can at least have confidence in the numbers themselves. You know, we're still in a hole, and we still have a ways to go to get past the going concern issue. But, you know, at least it's a lot better than it was. That's really all I'm prepared to present tonight. I'm sorry I don't have time.
If I can give a quick executive summary, would it be fair to say that although we are running a deficit, so we still have this going concern against us, we can at least be confident that our audit is now a good reflection of our actual financial situation, whereas in the past that was not something we could really say.
That's correct. Yes.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Okay. Chris, go ahead.
Eileen, I am. Sorry about that, Allie. You're probably before me. Go ahead.
Let me take a look at the, Ali had his hand up before you, Chris. So go ahead, Ali, then you go, Chris.
Yeah, just a real quick question, Eileen. You mentioned something about posting on a website. I didn't catch the details of what you're going to post and which website it was.
The actual audited financial statements, the audit on the Pacifica website. I don't know if you've looked at the website very much, but if you go there, there's a tab for financials and then, I don't know, national financials or something.
Great.
And it's not there yet, but I'll follow up on it.
Okay, so, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just send it. I'll just attach it and send it to the full PNB. So you can have that as well.
Great.
Okay. Chris?
Thanks, Chair. Eileen, in the footnotes of the audit report, mm-hmm. I can't remember whether it's footnote 14 or 15. It says something about a settlement, which I think has to do with the ESRT. It seems kind of a wasteful footnote at this juncture to have that placed in the audit documents, because it's not an ongoing issue since it's been settled and we acquired the debt, unless it is needed to explain the debt. I honestly don't know, but it occurred to me reading that footnote that, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me right now, but, that might cause some confusion on the part of the reader if it is only about that lawsuit that has already been taken care of. Maybe that footnote should get amended or something. I don't know, to reflect
let
that.
Me, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I'm not expecting you to know right now. I just wanted to point it out to you because I caught it the last time I went through it. Anyway.
Here we are, the finals. You said 14 or 15?
Yeah, I think it's 14 or 15. If there's a 16th note, it might be that too, but I'm pretty sure it's 14 or 15.
Now let's see, I've got it open here. 16 is income taxes, so it's not that one. Yeah, 15 is the going concern thingy. 14 is results of operations. I'll look into that. Let me make a note, and I'll let you all know.
Yeah, so it's buried in one of those footnotes. Anyway, thank you.
Short.
Yeah, we have time for this item.
Okay. Unless there's, if anybody else wants to be on the stack, you need to ask for an extension of time. Okay, then. Thank you, Eileen.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, next item. Finance Committee report.
Can you give me a time? 10 minutes?
We didn't really make a time for this. I guess probably 10 minutes would be like a reasonable time.
Okay, 10 minutes would be.
James, do you have a report for us?
I do. I did see 15 minutes on one of the versions of the agenda, but 10 minutes I hope will be adequate.
Let's get started and see.
Yeah. Okay, we had a sobering Finance Committee meeting last time, and the main sobering point was that KPFK is currently at about a $400,000 deficit for the year. With 2 months left in the year, we're looking at for it to go up to about $500,000 for the year. They're experiencing payroll issues. Questions day two or three before payroll, wondering whether they're going to make it. As was previously mentioned by Lydia, they are in the summer doldrums in terms of fundraising. Their fundraising is running at about an average of 7,500 a day, which is well below their, recent normal, which is below their normal in times prior to that, not so long ago. So that is a difficult situation we're facing, and I would just like to say that I don't think we did sufficient work to bring expenses in line with revenue at KPFK when we had the opportunity, when we were flush with the PPP money. We were in a situation before we had PPP where we were having difficulty paying people, but we had the catch-22 situation where we couldn't lay them off because we couldn't afford to pay the severance. And it looks like we may be heading back into a situation like that. And that is going to be problematic. So we missed an opportunity and now we're going to have to deal with the consequences. So that's my basic report, except to say that we had a motion that came out of the committee. It was passed without objection. And the motion was that the NFC ask the interim executive director and the PNB for evidence that the KPFT building at 419 Lovett.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Fail.
Jim, that motion is out of order in open session. I explained to you that that motion should be in closed session. I don't know why you're bringing it up in open session.
I guess I didn't understand your intention with that regard, but I don't see simply asking for evidence that it's on the market. I don't understand what's confidential about that.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
You're getting into personnel issues. I'm ruling this out of order.
Chair?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Lawrence had his hand up first, then Then I see Chris.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think you need to make a ruling on this issue, because this issue is on the closed session agenda. So
well, that's that's why I'm ruling.
Okay, I'm just saying
it shouldn't be brought up in open session. At least, at the very least, it should. If Mr. Sagerton wanted to bring it into open session, he should explain that he wishes to change the agenda to bring it into open session, because he saw the draft agenda and I sent it out, and I even had a conversation with him before the meeting explaining that to him.
Right, and I told you at that time, if I may be recognized.
Yes, Mr. Sagerton.
Sorry, I spoke without being recognized. I thought you understood from my response that it was a motion from the committee and that, you know, the committee passed it without objection, and we didn't see any reason it should be confidential.
Well, point of order.
It doesn't matter whether it comes from a committee or an individual. If the chair feels that a motion that's being presented in open session belongs in closed session, you should at least debate that. You can't just, you know, bring it up in open session because you think it belongs in open session.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to be on the stack, please.
I guess we're debating. Do you want to challenge my ruling on this?
No, I just want to explain that I told you the reason I needed the time I needed was because we had a motion. I thought you understood that I was going to bring the motion. But it's okay if that's your ruling.
I didn't know what motion you wanted to bring up. I assumed you understood what I said.
Okay, well, that motion was on the coordinating committee, and all right.
Okay, if anybody wants to discuss it, I'm open to discussing it. But,
Mr. Chair, this is a parliamentarian. I would like to let Sandra Rana know that when she's on the phone only, she can press *9 and her hand will go up. *9.
I know, Sandra, you wanted to say something?
Well, yeah, I would like to weigh in on this. And thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian, for the tip on the *9 thing. I just do *6 pretty much all night long. Anyway, long story short, any real estate contract in the state of Texas is public record. It is not confidential. When a party selling property signs a contract with a real estate representative, it becomes public record. So that's what I wanted to say. And that's why, you know, there should be no debate as to whether this is confidential or public. It's public. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, I have my hand raised.
I got my hand up, but I would defer to Ms. Osborne, Chair Barnes.
And Linda for the stack.
Okay, hold on. I say Lawrence, then Chris, then Mr. Osborne. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I believe that we are a California-run network, California-run corporation network. We are indemnified with the state of California. The reason why I think this is proprietary information, because when you put something as evidence, like somebody's hiding evidence or something like that, it has a really negative connotation, if you will. So that's the only reason that I would think that, since it's scheduled for executive session, that we take it up in executive session. I don't know the parameters of the laws in Texas, but, we are a corporation that is pretty much indemnify and incorporated in the state of California. And I think, and I'm not a lawyer as well, but I think that may trump other matters of other states.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to respond to the previous member's comments.
I'll put you on the stack, Sandra. The next person.
Thank you.
Next person on the stack is Chris Corey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would actually like to yield, I would like to yield my time to Lydia if she would like to take an opportunity to speak on this subject. Thank you.
Okay, Lydia, do you want to say something on this?
Okay, let me see. I can say that there are issues that need to be dealt with in executive session relative to the distribution of documents, and that can be dealt with separately. I know one of the questions that I got on coordinating committee late was about the percentage to the broker, and that was the same as the same percentage that was to the broker that dealt with the bequest in Texas as well. It's the generally accepted percentage nationwide. So there's nothing secret about that, and the documents can be distributed, but some of the parameters about to whom and so forth can be discussed in executive session. It is, I've heard some questions, though they couldn't get it on the listing on a particular site. It is on, where did my computer go? I don't like to open my computer because it interferes sometimes with the phone.
Yeah, we are 30 seconds off.
But anyway, it's on a site, the most popular site for brokers. And, so it's on that site, and it's about to be listed on some other sites as well. But you know, that's about all that I'm going to say. And then anything else, and any potential offers and so forth will be discussed as a proprietary issue in closed session.
Chair, we are at time for this item. We need to extend time.
This is Linda. I move that we extend for 5 minutes.
And I won't be discussing any more on that particular issue. Thank you.
We can discuss it some more, but I'm going to continue to say that this is a closed session item because it not only involves a contract, but it involves personnel. There are implicitly some issues raised about personnel that should not be discussed in open session. Simple as that. So if you all want to extend another 5 minutes on this discussion, Lyndon's motion needs a second. Okay.
No second. Seconds.
I seconded it earlier.
Okay, so it was seconded. Are there any objections to extending for another 5 minutes on this item? Okay. Who wants to be on the stack?
I have my hand raised, Mr. Chairman, but I'm going to defer to Sandra, and with the possibility that I'm not going to be asked to be recognized.
And Lyndon also asked for the stack previously.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra, and I would still like to continue speaking on this subject.
All right. Sandra, you go, and then Lyndon can go.
Okay. Well, I previously specified the Texas real estate laws, but the laws are pretty much the same in every state in the union, that when someone signs a real estate contract, the owner of the property signs a contract to sell and put the property on the market. That is public information. There is nothing confidential about that, because our laws require that if you put something up for sale, you have to offer it to pretty much anybody who's willing and can afford to buy it. Thank you.
Okay, Linda.
Yes, I would like to make a couple of points. Number one, we had this discussion in open session at the National Finance Committee robustly. So there, you know, people could hear all of that. It was no, we weren't, you know, ducking under covers or anything for confidentiality. And number two, it's been 7 weeks, I think, since we started asking these questions. 7 weeks. And that's why we have to continue pressing. If we'd get answers in a transparent way, in a timely way, we wouldn't have to be going through this. That's my comment.
Lyndon, again, I want to reiterate, no one is trying to stop you from asking questions. This is merely a matter of whether this belongs in an open or closed session.
I'd like to be heard.
The problem is nobody's been answering the questions.
It's still a matter of whether this should be discussed in open or closed session.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, my hand's raised.
Mr. Osborne, go ahead.
So I want to point out to the chair and to the board a big, you know, legal problem here. First off, Sandra's right about, you know, a contract being public, and Lyndon's right that once you air this thing out in a public forum, and then we come back to the PNB, I can understand that there's certain things that the chair might think are of sensitivity that belong in executive session. But what could happen then is if you move everything into executive session and claim it's confidential, then anybody who discusses it thereafter, even if they got that information from the public meeting, that person is basically in contempt of the executive session. So we're really kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. Once that you have an open public meeting and you disclose the information and then you attempt to seal it afterwards, it creates legal pandemonium. So people are using the word confidential. Well, it's not confidential once it's already been released to the public. Now that doesn't mean you can't move it into executive session, but then it has to be very clear that what's in executive session is not confidential. You can't have both. And that's the problem that you're running into.
No, I disagree. If something is mistakenly discussed in open session, there is no obligation to continue to discuss it in open session once you have identified that that should not have happened. Anyway, that's my ruling, and we're just going to move on at this point. Let's go to the next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I have to appeal to the ruling of the chair on this.
Okay, I think we've discussed it enough. Let's just go to a vote. If you support the ruling of the chair that this item belongs in executive session, vote yes. If you disagree with the ruling of the chair and think this item can and should be discussed in open session, just vote no. Madam Recording Secretary, could you please take the roll on this?
Yeah, I'm just setting up my spreadsheet. Sorry.
Okay.
A yes is favors ruling. Okay, Alex. No is to keep open. Okay, Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Okay, abstains. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Is Vanessa still on the call?
She said goodbye.
She said something about her phone dying.
Yeah.
She is on the call.
There she is.
Okay, Lyndon Foley.
No.
Okay, that was a no vote. Whoops. Heather Gray.
Sorry, I need a recall of what the yes and no is for. Alex, would you explain that one more time?
If you vote yes, you're upholding the ruling of the chair, and the ruling of the chair is that this item about a contract, a real estate contract in Houston, should be discussed in closed session and not in open session. If you vote no, then you think that it's proper to discuss this item in open session.
Okay, so I'm going to vote yes.
Yay. Heather votes yes. Julie is not here. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? Okay, we'll come back to Dwayne, I guess. Ali Laxa.
No.
Votes no. Thomas O'Rourke. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not here. Jim Osborne.
No.
Votes no. Ron is excused. Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer. I am not hearing Ralph.
Yes.
Votes yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Sandra Rawline.
I vote no.
He votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. James Sagerton.
An abstain.
Abstains. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. I'll have to go around again. Beth Van Gunten.
Abstain.
Abstains. I'll go around again. Let's see. Dwayne Lark. Is Dwayne not on the call anymore?
He's muted.
Could somebody let him know that we're waiting to hear from him?
I don't think we should wait.
Can we not have cross-talking or people speaking who have not been recognized?
Okay. I do not hear anything from Dwayne. Andrea Turner. Is Andrea still on the call?
Yeah, I'm having some computer. It's going in and out right now. Okay.
So, how do you vote, Andrea? Yep.
Hear me? Abstain?
Abstain. Okay, and I have not heard anything from Dwayne. So we
you have to go back to
Vanessa. Also, yeah, my phone got disconnected, so I had to switch phones. I vote yes.
Vanessa votes yes. Okay, good. You got that one. We are still missing Dwayne. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions.
I got 6.
Let me see. We have Chris. We have Sabrina. We have Sean Rhodes. We have
Sandra.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Sandra Rawlin.
Sandra.
Did she? Oh, I have it in the wrong column. I apologize, Madam Secretary.
Yeah, I've got her as a no. So, okay.
You were correct.
Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes, which gives us a tie.
The ruling of the chair is upheld on a tie.
Okay.
Okay, so that item it will not be on the open session.